8833.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Hi, it's Alberto Alonso from the show with no name on Vaughan Radio. Why should you listen to Vaughan Radio daily? I'll give you 12 reasons, aside from the obvious one, learning English and having fun along the way. You can explore Western civilizations with Guy Williams. Go back to basics with Tosh Pasqua. Speak football with Tommy and Ruben on Saturdays. Chow down on some exciting English with Andy and Rob on the Lunchtime Show. Or test your English with Ximena Holiday. Join Jessica Fernandez on the Hour to Empower. The Salad with Dave Boyce. Kyle Miller's Drive Time. No Excuses with Fitz. And last but certainly not least, the man, the myth, the legend, Richard Vaughan, with Richard Vaughan Live and La Hora Extra. Do you need any more reasons to listen to Vaughan Radio? Get hooked on English with Vaughan Radio. Download our free app and get going. Never miss a show by following us wherever you get your podcasts. Vaughan Radio. Get hooked on English.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com. Test your English.
Welcome to Test Your English, where not only are you going to learn English today, Nacho, and you, dear listener, no. Today is a special program.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to teach you to sit up straight, please.
I am.
And Nacho's sitting up very straight, I have to say.
De hecho, ni me ves, ¿no? La pantalla, a ver.
No, you, I can see, pero I can see that you're taking it very seriously. Sitting up straight, please. No elbows on the table, please. Goodness me.
Así,
¿y eso por qué no?
Eso digo yo, con lo cómodo que es.
This is the one thing about manners, which is our theme of the day, that really annoys me. Surely. Eso.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's not too offensive.
I understand, I don't know. Don't put your feet on the table.
Okay. I always like to put my feet on the table, which is really bad, I know.
Yeah, my daughter too.
Yeah.
while she's eating, of course.
I mean, I would if I could. I'm old enough now to know that it's not okay, but it's me cuesta. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's so comfortable. Feet up. Or at least knees up. I'm a big knees up person.
No.
Is that rude as well?
Maybe. I don't know. I have such a low flexibility.
What do you mean, flexibility?
Flexibility.
Standard?
No, like agility.
Maybe. Ah, I see. Literally, physically,
cannot. That I cannot put my feet on the table.
I thought you were going to say I've got low standards, so you can put your knees up for
no,
me.
No.
But no, you've got high standards.
I have lower standards as well, but...
Mm-hmm. But knees up. My mum used to tell me to put my knees down. And I'd always think, why? I'm just so comfortable with my knees up. But yeah, I do actually eat with my knees up at home sometimes. And no one tells me anything. Ha. But if my children do it, I'll be like, stop that now. Elbows on the table. Controversial. What do you think, Twitterers? Do you find it much more comfortable to have your elbows on the table while you eat? I mean, we can be honest here. We can be open. We're not going to criticize you. We're not watching you eating your dinner. In fact, this is something in my house I've realized that, you know, when you're like, maybe I should have been teaching them manners a while ago, because my eldest daughter just chomps her food with her mouth open. I'm like, stop that. That's disgusting. Close your mouth. But maybe it's too late for her.
Yeah,
I've got more, so I can just hope the second one comes out better, right?
Now it's a school problem.
Exactly, now it's a school problem. Her friends will have to see. Yeah. I like that attitude. Elbows on the table. Well, it's a school problem. Anyway, so send me a tweet. You can wait. Actually, if you want to be really polite, okay, really, we don't say educated in English, educado. No, we say polite. Okay, so the polite thing to do, considering it's a Friday, and considering I have... Do you want to know how many followers I have, Nacho?
No. How much? How many?
Oh, you said no, I don't want to know. I don't care.
No, I want, but I don't know.
No, but I didn't expect you to know.
Claro. Yeah.
On this account, I can't even see how I can see how many I have, which is annoying. Why doesn't it let me look at my profile? I hear profile. Big sign saying profile. Okay, I have 4,339 followers. That's annoying, no? The right thing would be 4,400 followers, please. Yeah. I don't like
claro.
Simple light. That's not nice.
Redondos.
Exactly. 4,000, or even better, would be 4,444 followers. That would make me really, really happy. And I wouldn't want any more after that. I would delete people or just close my account. But
yeah. You have a lot of followers. Congratulations.
I don't know how they stick with me, considering I never put anything.
Me neither, but meh.
But no, I do. I like you. That's what I do. I really like you. I give likes and I give retweets sometimes.
Claro. You're no
That's
nada.
Enough, no? Mm-hmm. So please follow me if you don't at I'm Jimena H. And, you know, it's the polite thing to do to get me to 444 followers. And even if it's just 4400 with one person following me, I'll be happy. Okay, that will make my Friday. Go on. Do the right thing. Okay? So, you can also follow me on the other account, which is Baugen-Test. And in fact, people are writing to me there and not in the Jimena one. So Yolanda says, are you teaching Nacho table manners? You need to put your forearms on the table.
I know.
Forearms.
I have understood my forearms.
Oh, your forearms. Squadros.
I don't have that many
arms. That many arms. Brilliant. No, a forearm is this part of your arm. From the elbow to your wrist.
Antebrazo.
It's the same. Forearms. So you put your forearms on the table to be polite. In polite company. Okay? Do not stick your elbows on the table. Although I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't even notice. But the funny thing, which we're going to look at now, is that it's not the same all around the world. No. That's the bizarre thing. Especially with eating. There are so many different styles of eating habits. So let's have a look at some fun facts.
Fun facts.
Okay, so I'm going to save your skin here, listeners. First of all, with that expression, because it's a great expression, to save your skin, okay? It means to what?
Salvar el pellejo.
Eso. Mm-hmm. The little hairs on your arms, on your forearms.
No, pellejo, pellejo is like piel.
A piel.
Pellejo, not no, hairs. No, not hair related. Oh. No, skin related.
Sorry, everything's arms. Piel, piel, yeah, probably yeah. Skin. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to save your skin. Literally, the same in Spanish, fine. Salvar el pellejo, the same.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We don't
Look
say
that.
Salvar la piel, we say pellejo.
Okay, well, that's important. There you go. In English, we've only got one type of skin, so there you go. It's to save your skin. Es save, no. Es skin, no. No one says es save. Save your skin. Okay, so, in Spain, I'm going to teach you how to be polite in Spain. That's ironic, isn't it? Okay, maybe also this article I'm getting it from is wrong, so you'll be screaming at me, Jimena, what are you talking about? That's not a real thing. Well, we'll find out, okay? It says that in Spain, to be polite, okay, what you don't do is leave the table immediately after eating. Okay? I didn't, actually, how long have I lived in Spain? 10 years, and I didn't know that. I mean, I know that Spanish love sobremesa, and I love sobremesa, so I don't normally get up. In fact, I would just sit there and just keep going and keep going. But yeah, apparently it's considered rude to leave the table straight away. Is that true? Nacho's with Jaime, so he's ignoring me, so I'm never going to know if it's real or not. Jaime, is it real that when you have to leave the table, you don't leave the table straight away? They're both ignoring me, but they're both fixing something. So go on, tweeters. Help me out here. Tell me, is that true? Should you stay seated and enjoy the sobremesa? Or is it okay to get up? And that this article is making up the rules, making up the etiquette. Okay, so that's in Spain. I'm waiting for your feedback. Now, I'm carrying on to Thailand. Okay, so in Thailand, pronunciation, Thailand, they don't want you to use just a fork, okay, when you're eating. You have to use a fork to help the spoon. Okay, because the spoon is the main utensil. Hey, look at that. So what's a utensil? It's like a knife, fork, anything like that. We call it a utensil in English. I want to find out in Spanish. Utensil es un utensilio. ¿Qué dices? Bueno, cubierto. I think that's the word you use more. Utensil, a kitchen utensil. Okay, so in Thailand, the main utensil is the spoon. Oh. But, I didn't know this either, using chopsticks is discouraged. Wow. So it's not a Thailand thing. Look, chopsticks. What are chopsticks in Spanish? Oh, I've forgotten. Palillos. Chino. Okay, so, or palito, it says here. Two. Palito or palillo. I don't know. Okay, so, you shouldn't use chopsticks in Thailand unless you are enjoying Chinese food. So there you go. When you go on your holiday to Thailand, do not pack chopsticks. And if you pack a fork, make sure it's accompanied by a spoon, okay? Because that's what you need to be in polite company in Thailand. You need to use the fork to help the food onto the spoon. Okay, I can do that. Now in France, and now I think this one is also true for Spain, and it was definitely true in Argentina because my mum would always say this to me when I was growing up. You do not hide your hands under the table, okay? That's a big no-no. You have both hands visible on the table, right? That's the same in Spain, I think. Maybe not. But as I said, Nacho is useless, so I'm making it up as I go along. So people want to see your hands, okay? So if you're tired, rest your hands on the table. Okay, I can do that. Can I have my elbows? All right. No elbows. Oh, but it's so comfortable. So comfortable. And in Hungary, if you're going to do cheers, okay, so everyone, you know, there are different, actually in Russia, I remember, you could never ever have the, like when someone's pouring you a drink, for example, you can't lift up your cup. Because if you lift it up, that's bad luck, okay, for the person, well, for both of you. So you need to leave your cup on the table and they pour the drink into the cup, okay? But you do not lift it up. And in Hungary, You do not do cheers with beer. You can use any other alcohol, but not beer. It's an old sort of tradition, okay? Ah, because Austrians use beer to celebrate their victory. So it's a revenge, and you're not allowed to do it. Okay, okay. I've not been to Hungary, but if I do go, when I do go, I will bear that in mind. Now, in Mexico, you use utensils, and we know that word now, to don't use utensils. Sorry, do not use utensils, because you eat tacos with your hand. Okay, with your hands, plural, probably easier than one hand. Two hands for your tacos. Okay, that's it. That's this tradition. It's a proper way to respect the Mexican tradition, which is funny because also in India, you also eat your food with your hands. Okay, because they believe that food is more than just protein, carbs, and fat. I like this theory. This is how I feel about food. I have a very deep relationship with food. I love food. Food loves me. We love each other and we're very happy together. And if I could avoid utensils, I think I would feel more at one with my food. If I could just grab my spaghetti bolognese and shove it in my mouth. Oh my gosh. I think that would be the dream. So boring and so fiddly with a spoon. Just grab it, especially, well, pizza. Come on, be honest, Twitter users, listeners. Who eats their pizza with a knife and fork? It's just weird, okay? Just a little bit odd. I think I'm closer to the Indian or Mexican vibe of just hands, food, because in India, it's food nourishes, in their opinion, mind, intellect, and spirit. Okay? And food has to be sensual and mindful. Eating with your hands gives you a connection with the food. I can totally see that. I actually, maybe I'm a bit Indian because it's just so satisfying just to pick it up and shove it in. Anyway, they say it's the least violent way to eat. I never thought about a knife and fork as violent. That's true. Very true. And the hands must be washed, obviously. You can't, you know, just have dirty hands. But also, very, very important, it's the right hand that you use for eating. Okay, because their left hand in India is unclean. Okay, so actually some people sit on their hands, on their left hand, so it doesn't get involved with the eating. It's just the right hand, which would be a problem for me because I don't know my lefts and rights. So I would probably start just using my left hand and everyone would be like, unclean, get out, what are you doing? And that would be the end. Okay, so this is really sad. My Twitter listeners are not helping me with what's polite in Spain or not. Nacho's ignoring me. I'm all by myself. And it's Friday. It's devastating. It's fine. I mean, I'll get over it. But I'm not happy. I asked for one follow at I'm Ximena H. That's it. Ximena H. That's all I asked for. Give me that and I'm a happy woman. Set up a fake account just to keep me happy. Juanma. Oh, thank goodness, Juanma. Thank you, Juanma. That was getting intense. Juanma says pizza with a knife and fork is a crime against humanity. You're getting a retweet. That's what you're getting. And a like. Both today. Both. Because that's the type of generous Twitter person I am. Totally true. It's a crime against humanity. Yeah, I'm with you. Anyway, so remember in Japan, no, not Japan, India, we haven't got to Japan yet. In India, use your right hand and really embrace that food. It's our soul. It's our way to connect with the food. Now, in China, Japan, and India, you have to finish every last grain of rice to prove that you enjoyed the meal. Okay? For me, this is no problem at all. I am really good at finishing absolutely everything on my plate faster than everybody else, which is probably also not very polite. I can't understand that with the, like, don't eat your food fast thing. How? How have people developed that? I think I'm kind of like a, still got like Neanderthal roots. Like my DNA hasn't evolved for polite company. I think I'm still like seafood, eat food really fast, as much as I can. I do try, obviously, sometimes, you know. Oh, no, 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 the last bit for you. You know, I'm not there just shoving it all onto my plate, but I want to. I can't deny I want to. Do you think that's the problem of growing up with brothers and sisters that also eat fast? It was like whoever gets there first. Because I see my husband's family, they're also sort of restrained with their food. And I don't understand. Like, food's there, eat food, quick, it might disappear. Anyway, Yolanda says, so you sit on your left hand to keep it clean. Really? No, I don't think it was to keep it clean. I think it was so that you couldn't be tempted to use it while you're eating. It's the right hand, and the left hand's not allowed to get involved. So we sit on it to, to, you know, to squash it so you don't forget. I think that was the logic behind it. Anyway. So remember, in Japan, China and India, finish everything on your plate so I can travel to those countries. However, in Cambodia, Jordan, Egypt and the Philippines, it's more polite to leave a little food on your plate. I've been to the Philippines. In fact, we had lunch with a friend who lives in the Philippines, and maybe I broke protocol or I was offensive and finished everything on my plate. I can't remember. Actually, I'm sure I finished everything on my plate because it was one of the best meals I've ever had. Okay, imagine this. The Philippines. Brilliant place. You know, I used to live in... Did I tell you? I'm trying to remember. Was it in Russia or Canada that I went to? In Russia. Okay, so when I used to live in Russia, in Siberia. True. Yeah. We went to the Philippines because it wasn't very far away and the flights were really cheap and it was just the best holiday ever. If you ever, ever, ever have the chance to go to the Philippines, you've got to go. I mean, I'm not joking. It's paradise. Anyway, so one of our friends is from the Philippines. He was working in Russia and he was home as well on holiday. Well, he was having his holidays at the same time. So we went to his town and we had lunch at this most amazing lobster restaurant where, now I'm remembering it, you ate everything with your hands. So we were covered, I'm not joking, bright red mess by the end of it. And I don't think we left any, and not a scrap of meat. It was just one of the best meals I've ever eaten. So yeah, Dumaguete in the Philippines. If you get the chance to go, go. So yes, it's polite to leave a little food on your plate unless you're at the restaurant in Dumaguete that we went to where it's just not an option. Not possible. Too good. Can't leave something like that. Anyway, so next one, Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure about this one. I hope it's real. And I think it is real, actually. In Saudi Arabia, diners burp after eating to compliment the cook. I would have a real problem because I'm good at many things, but burping, I can't do it. I'm not a burper. I'm sorry. It's just not me. I don't know why. If I have a can of Coke, maybe I could possibly imagine getting a burp for the chef to give a compliment. But I mean, it's just not going to happen. So they'd be like, she's so rude. She's not burping. So are you a burper? If you are, in which case, head to Saudi Arabia. You'll be fine. My daughter, she'll be complimenting all the chefs in Saudi Arabia. She's such a good burper. People that can burp on demand. And when I say burp, what do I mean? I mean, yeah, I'm literally talking about eructos with a C. Sounds much better with a P, but okay, see. Those little things that I can't do. Okay, but people like my daughter can fake them and it's not fair. They're going to be giving all the compliments and I'm just going to look rude. Oh, well. Also, in Hong Kong and Japan, loudly slurping your noodles demonstrates your enjoyment of the food. Okay. So I can go to Japan. I can go because you're allowed to finish everything and you're allowed to loudly slurp. I love this. They don't wait for it to cool down. No. It says here, literally, the food is so delicious, you can't even wait for it to cool off. You're that excited to eat it. Okay, so brilliant. I love that. I'm going to go back to Japan. Yes. because I know, because we also went to Japan when we lived in Russia. That was the brilliant thing about living in Russia. We had the coolest holidays because they were all very close by. Obviously, in Spain, it's harder, much harder to go to the Philippines or Japan. But when we were in Russia, it was around the corner. That was a real bonus. Anyway, so loudly slurping your noodles. Okay, I can do that. In Germany, you should never... Okay, it's not India, it's not Mexico. You should never take your food in your hands. Boring. It's always eaten with a knife and fork. Juanma, I bet these guys eat their pizza with a knife and fork. Can you believe it? Yeah, what a mess. What a mess. However, there is a random rule, okay? You're not supposed to cut boiled potatoes that are commonly served. Okay. Because it's insulting to the hostess. Okay. Because it means that they're not tender enough to eat. So you're supposed to use your fork. This is very confusing. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to remember all these rules. If you need clarification on any of these, say, Jimena, what was that about Saudi Arabia? Or what was that about Germany? Well, I can help you. I can tweet the whole list of them if you want. So when you're next traveling, you won't, as we say, put your foot in it. Very good expression. To put your foot in is meter la pata. Yes, you don't want to put your foot in it by cutting your potatoes in Germany. Big no-no. Okay, apparently. Yeah, and use your knife and fork. And here it says as well that in the United States... you have always like loads of utensils, too many. A fork, a knife, a spoon, sometimes two forks, sometimes a salad fork, two spoons. A seafood or dessert, when you're having that seafood or dessert, you get even more. Okay, well, I think that happens in Spain too. I see a lot of special like fish knives and everything, you know, so we'll see. Anyway, so the American style of eating with a fork is considered bad manners in Austria. Why? Okay. Why? Because there is an anecdote from World War One that states that American spies were found out because of their manners at the table. Amazing. So it's a special way of eating with a fork, like a proper, there's a American way of doing it. How do Americans hold their fork that's not the same as a European? Interesting. Okay, well, we see in Japan that you need to slurp your noodles and not leave any food. But also, you should never point with your chopsticks, okay? And don't pierce food with them. I mean, I can work that one out. I can imagine stabbing a bit of meat for... Anyway, I think I have to go. Nacho's ignoring me, but do I have to go? No, I can keep talking. Do you want to give me more? You're going to give me a longer show? No, he's not. Ah, yeah, he's realized. I'll see you all after the break.
Poco sirve contar con grandes profesionales en tu empresa si a la hora de presentar vuestros productos o de negociar con un proveedor o con un cliente, ese magnífico empleado o directivo no es capaz de expresarse con soltura y corrección y no termina de comprender lo que se le pregunta o propone. Está claro que un inglés con el que a duras penas te entiendes no es suficiente, ni operativo, ni proyecta la imagen de empresa profesional que sois. Necesitáis tener seguridad, hablar con fluidez, entender a personas con diversos acentos y mejorar vuestra expresión escrita. Por otra parte, todos estáis muy ocupados y cada semana es distinta, de manera que no os podéis comprometer a recibir clases siempre a la misma hora, ni de una forma regular. Precisáis contar con una fórmula flexible que se adapte a vuestro día a día cambiante. Y en Vaughan tenemos justo lo que tú y tu empresa necesitáis.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Atención.
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 Atención. Atención. Novedad en Vaughan Tienda. ¿Te gustaría aprender a hablar francés? Ya está a la venta el nuevo libro de Vaughan, Aprende Francés desde Cero. Un libro para los que no sabemos nada de francés o para los que necesitáis un poquito de repaso. Aprende otro idioma desde el principio, con la calidad de Vaughan de siempre. Consíguelo por solo 19,95€ en vaughantienda.com. Y recuerda, nosotros no tenemos gastos de envío. Aprende Francés desde Cero, lo nuevo de Vaughan.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
And finally, I've got Bloomin' Nacho back. Don't know if I want you anymore.
Sorry.
I was actually having quite a lot of fun by myself.
Yeah, I know, I know. Si quieres...
Listeners, was that much, much more informative and better than usual? Yeah? Yeah.
Maybe informative, yeah. I'm not too informative. Fun.
Are you blowing your own trumpet, calling yourself fun on a Friday? Fun Nacho.
Claro.
Brilliant. Love it. Anyway, so Nacho, I'm afraid I have to inform you.
Hazme un resumen rápido, porfa. ¿Qué ha pasado?
Yeah, well, that you can't leave the country. Because you have no idea of all the etiquette and, you know, things you have to take into account, tomar en cuenta, when you go and eat abroad.
Have you already talked about that in some places, burping?
Yes.
Oh, me perdí a lo mejor, entonces. ¿Podemos cambiar de tema?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Solo quería eso.
Yes. It's done. I was telling them how my daughter would be really polite in that country because she's an expert fake burper. However, I don't know how to burp. Fake burps. Do you know how to fake burp?
No. That this. Do you want a fun fact about me?
Yeah, I'd love a fun fact.
I only burp. ¿Cómo se dice? Sin querer.
By accident.
I only burp by accident, like once a year.
Brilliant.
And I don't know when it's coming. I don't know.
And you can't control it.
Mi soledad, la soledad de mi habitación, o con mi jefe. It doesn't, I don't know.
That was the yearly burp. I'm sorry. I've done it. You're safe for a year now.
I don't know cuándo fue el último, pero it's about, that's the frequency.
It's going to happen live on air. I can imagine
maybe,
the next
maybe.
One.
Maybe, it can. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I can't control it. I don't know when it's coming, and I don't feel anything before.
That's brilliant.
No.
Okay, well, I like that fact, and I can't wait for it to happen awkwardly live on air one day. Really hope that happens. Let me tell you where, Nacho, that happens. It's in Saudi Arabia. That's Saudi where it's Arabia. Polite to burp. Okay?
Les pega.
I was going to do a quick test your Nacho, but pass on.
I'm going to fail.
No, but you know what I'm going to do? I am going to test my Nacho, your Nacho, our Nacho, by making you do nationalities. Okay, so India.
Oh. India.
Someone from India is...
Indian.
Okay.
No?
Yeah, fine. China.
Chinese.
Very good. Oh, please, can you answer the burning question I had? The polite thing in Spain, it was really random. It just said that you have to not leave the table immediately after eating because that's a bit rude. Is that true?
No, it's rude to leave the table before something has ended. Someone has ended.
Well, it didn't specify that.
Yeah.
It just said getting up too quickly is rude, immediately after eating.
At home, I don't think so.
Okay. And Chechu also backs me up. He says it's about not getting up after lunch. It's very relative, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine that a bar is crowded and someone is waiting for you to have lunch and you are politely there. Having a coffee so polite and considerate.
Very
exactly.
Polite.
Yeah. But is it polite?
No, it's like...
Is it polite, really?
Humanity, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you for your perspective, you two. Late, both of you. But thank you. I'll take it. Someone from Thailand is...
Ooh. It's not Thailandese?
Nope. They're not Thailandese.
Thai?
They're Thai. Very good. Okay. They're Thai. Excellent. Someone from Japan?
Japanese.
Very good. Saudi Arabia? That's my favorite. It's really bad.
Saudi Arabia? Where? No.
What was that? Was that a burp?
Saudi, sí. Así ahora. No. I don't know.
Saudi Arabian.
Claro.
Arabian Nights. Huh? Okay. Egypt.
Egyptian.
Nice.
This is a song, no? Walking like Egyptian.
Oh, yeah, true. Very good. We could have all these songs later if you want. Jordan.
Jordan is a country? Okay. Jordania, claro.
Don't trick me with geography. I'm not sure. It's Jordanian, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Sounds perfect to me. Germany.
German.
Nice. America.
American.
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 I think you're totally American, like American.
Yeah,
American. France.
French.
Very good. Hungary.
Hungarian.
Nice. Wow. Mexico.
Mexican.
You don't know what to do in these countries. You have no idea that it's rude to say cheers with beer in Hungary or that you should eat your tacos with your hands in Mexico, but you do know.
I've heard something that you connect with the food or something, no?
That's in India.
In India. Okay.
You connect. And I was saying that that's totally me. I love that. Like,
the connection.
Me and food are connected deeply. It's the number one thing in my life.
I hate it.
Food?
No.
You hate
eating
food?
With my hands.
You're such a freak. You're so detached from...
Sí.
You're such a city slicker. I've said it to you so many times.
Slicker, yeah.
I'm like campesino, like bore,
yeah.
How can you not want to use your hands?
No. No. No.
Only with
chicken wings, but because
I'm
with shrimps.
You're probably one of those people that me and Juanma can't stand. Juanma and I. You eat your pizza with a knife and fork, don't you?
No.
Okay. Menos mal. Just checking.
It's not that, dirty, ¿no? No es tan sucio.
So you don't like the getting dirty thing?
Yeah. No me gusta mancharme y tener que ir al baño a lavarme.
Anyway, all right.
You know.
Nacho, give me some expressions. Please.
¿Sí?
Yeah.
¿Pero una o la ráfaga?
Una, sin ráfaga.
Ah, vale.
Expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer.
Right on the money, honey. Politeness today. I'm not being very polite to Nacho. I should be politer in a program about manners, shouldn't I?
Nah, maybe you can insult me.
Exactly.
But with your back straight.
With a straight, sitting up straight. I like it.
Claro. Very,
my elbows aren't on the table.
Yeah.
You can't speak English, but
you
no, I'm joking.
Idiot,
okay, so, I know Nacho likes this expression.
Seguro.
At one time a year, oh no, this has nothing to do with it. I'm sorry. I was going to say, at one time a year you burp and then you say, pardon my French, but that's not,
hello,
that's not
pardon
it.
Pardon my French.
Yeah, but that's not the say, that's not when you use it.
No. It's when I,
so it calls them an idiot.
No, or I say, the F word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then what do you say?
Pardon my French.
Very good. Excuse my French or pardon my French. Okay, I don't know why we, well, I guess we thought it was funny. Pardon my French. Great expression. Use it when you accidentally insult someone or say an expletive, a swear word. Palarrota o palabrota?
Palabrota. Palabrota.
I like what you did there, Spanish people. Palabrota. Okay, so, excuse my French. What about, this is true, that putting elbows on the table, for example, putting your elbows, not pronouncing your T's, which I just said putting. Sorry about that.
Like pudding. Like flan.
Pudding, exactly. Putting your elbows. Putting your elbows on the table is not the done thing. Because what's the done thing?
Lo apropiado.
Exactly, it's the correct way to behave, okay? It's not the done thing. You have to, you know, be very, very polite and do the done thing. It's not the done thing. When you meet the queen, for example, Nacho?
Little Queenie.
Little Queenie. Little Queenie. What should you do?
I
told you, you can't start eating without her, remember?
Es verdad, you have to wait until she starts.
Exactly. And
see if she goes to the bathroom, you have to go with her to the bathroom. Yeah, she blows her
and
nose.
And do the same amount of wee-wee as her. Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's the done thing. No, you also have to curtsy, even
what?
If you're a man.
To what?
To curtsy.
What's that?
You know, the reverencia, is that?
Una reverencia.
I think if you're a man, maybe you bow, not curtsy. Not bow, bow.
Eso era lo que yo quería, bow.
Bow. You can curtsy and I'll bow. Okay? So, excellent. If you tell someone to mind their P's and Q's, what else? What are you doing?
Like, mind your business or not?
I think it's more about being polite. Okay? So it's more about don't say things, you know, be careful how you behave.
No. Like mind your manners.
Exactly. Not mind your business. That's
rude.
Exactly. Don't get involved with don't overstep the mark. Another one.
No te pases de la raya.
Exactly. Do not overstep the mark. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Those two go together. But mind your P's and Q's is, when you have to sort of mind your language. Okay. Or mind your behavior. Because language is obviously mind your language, but mind your P's and Q's is your elbows on the table, don't burp, don't, all those things, okay? That we have to remind Nacho when we take him out.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so good expressions, best expressions you ever heard?
Maybe.
Really
maybe
good,
boat.
Huh?
Boat.
Really nice. So there you go. Not going to give you any more because we've got a lot more to come. We need to hear some records. Record breakers. Okay, so we have a record. It's a really bad record.
There is no bad there is not, ¿cómo es eso? There is no such thing
as a bad
as
record.
A bad record. No?
Okay, well, the record of the day
is... Do you
is...
have any record? No, ¿verdad?
All right.
Maybe you're a little bit empty.
It was by British etiquette expert William Hansen. Okay, he was sent to Manhattan to teach Americans etiquette. Okay? To teach Americans, especially the curtsy, which we've looked at before. The curtsy.
Ooh.
La reverencia.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's for the longest curtsy relay in 5 minutes. I mean, I can't even get my head around that.
I love it.
Yeah? Okay.
Hacer reverencias a tope en 5 minutos.
Exactly, exactly. And so he lined people up, I think, to curtsy. First of all, what is a curtsy? We said it, a reverencia, placing one foot behind the other. Doesn't matter which foot. Some prefer left, some prefer right. Okay. Then bend the knees slightly to dip. Nacho, stand up and let me see that curtsy.
Vamos a ver. Estoy de pie ahora.
Yeah.
Un pie delante del otro.
And bend the knees slightly to dip.
Okay. Jessica está flipando ahora mismo.
No, but you have to make that, you have to go lower.
Ah, tienes que verlo.
Yeah.
Un poquito, lo he hecho un poco.
Es que you really are not very flexible.
No, las rodillas sí las puedo flexionar.
A ver.
La espalda, el problema.
But you're not going anywhere.
Venga.
Curtsy,
ahora me echo para adelante, ¿no? Así.
No, that's a bow.
Ah,
I'm asking
así,
you to
como
curtsy.
Hacerlo de la mano, ¿no?
Pero,
de las manitas en el vestido, ¿no?
Show me a curtsy.
no sé cómo se hace.
You, okay.
A ver.
Gosh, you stand up.
Yeah.
Arms go out with your legs.
¿Así? Hay que hacer eso.
Ay,
yo pensaba que era como lo de la mano así, como pasar la mano para adelante, como.
Like a bow. You're trying to turn it into a bow.
Maybe.
But I'm showing you the curtsy. This record is for a curtsy.
Que no me gusta.
My goodness. He says one guy went down so far that Hansen told him to be careful or he wouldn't get back up. Okay, people take it too far. They get right down to the floor.
Sí,
and then it's like, no.
You're
not going to get back up. The queen's going to have to help you up.
Eso se llama sentadilla.
Exactly,
no,
exactly.
Lo otro. A
curtsy, not a sentadilla. I know that in English. Oh, whatever. Anyway, so there were 80 people lined up in a U-shaped formation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in 5 minutes, they managed to do 314 curtsies, thus creating a world record. I would like to be part of that world record, actually. I'm sorry I judged it before. That's a great world record.
Yeah.
So,
I can't. No.
You wouldn't be. I mean,
no,
you'd be so
bien.
Slow as well. It took you 3 minutes.
Me echarían. So imagínate, 300 people like booing me. Like, ooh, qué mal lo he hecho.
Exactly. No, you'd be bowing and everybody else is curtsying. It's like, no, did you not read the memo? Get the memo. Anyway, so there you go. Interesting record.
Mm-hmm.
We could probably, I think there's 314 people in Vaughan. No, 80. You only need 80. But you need to go faster than them. So 315. I think we can beat that. Well, not you.
Claro.
No, you could be in the control of the stopwatch.
I can be the guy that takes care of the U shape.
Yeah, yeah.
No?
Nacho, you just look
UV,
at
no, un poquito más. Okay.
Oh, I like that. Okay, so yeah, there you go. World's fastest record-breaking curtsy shaping record. There you go. Anyway, there was also the largest etiquette lesson with 927 participants in China.
Right.
Boring. Anyway, so... Now you've had your record, what do you want next, Nacho?
My links.
Claro.
Claro.
Pero... Tenuous link. It's not tenuous. I mean, this is actual, really important link. Okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've taught you how to, eat correctly around the world. Okay. We know how to greet the queen. We've got our queen manners. Yeah?
Yeah.
Remember, well, there's more rules about the queen. I don't know if I have to keep teaching you. You're never going to meet her and you're going to forget, right?
No.
Remember to call her mom. Okay.
To call her mom.
Yeah. Mom. No, sorry.
Madam.
No. Your Majesty and then mom.
Había entendido.
Ma'am.
Remember
ma'am,
to call
mom.
Her mom.
No,
como llamar a su madre.
I just said it wrong as well. It says the Queen is addressed as Your Majesty, and then ma'am, to rhyme with ham, not farm. And I called her mom. That's wrong. He meant it's wrong. Okay, I can't meet the Queen. It's Queen? No.
Me neither. No, sé pronunciarlo bien.
No. You are supposed to bow, by the way. It says here, a bow from the neck is correct for men.
From the neck.
And women, curtsy. Okay. Anyway. Now, not tenuously at all, I'm going to teach you hand gestures around the world that could get you in a lot of trouble. Okay?
Ooh. And explaining it on the radio is difficult.
I know. I'm ready. We've curtsied. Yeah. So we can do hand gestures. Okay? So first of all, the chin flick.
A chin flick.
Get your hand. Brush the back of your hand underneath your chin in a flicking motion. Puff.
Ah.
You know this one. Like, bah, bah, you know that thing, which is bad,
you
right?
You have seen watched Friends? You know what it is.
Yeah. So that.
Joey did it.
So there you go. If you haven't watched Friends, then there's a great program, A Test Your English, that you can download on eBooks to teach you all about Friends if you don't know what we're talking about.
Of course.
So there you go. That's a very rude gesture in Belgium, Northern Italy and Tunisia. Okay? And in France, this gesture is known as la barbe, the beard.
Nice.
Okay? And it's a sign of macho grandstanding. So what does that mean? That they, like, you do that and someone's going to come and fight you? Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay? So no flicking in those places. Now the fig. Okay? Everyone's got their hand? Don't do this in public, just in case there's someone from Turkey, Russia, or Indonesia around to see you.
Wow.
So it's a clenched fist with your thumb between your first and second fingers. Just like that.
Bueno, poner la mano como un puño, ¿no? Como si fuera hacer un puñetazo.
With your fingers, like, yeah. It means screw you, okay?
¿Así?
And in some countries, it symbolizes lady parts. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Just avoid your clenched fist. Okay? Yeah.
For the listeners, it's like when you show the middle finger, but with the finger, without the finger.
No, because the thumb's on the outside. If I clench my fist, the thumb is on the inside. But the thumb has to be on the outside.
And inside the other four?
If I clench my fist, my thumb's on the inside.
Ah, okay.
And yours too, no? I do that.
Okay.
But this has to be the thumb on the outside.
Yeah. Okay, and the outside, claro. When you show your middle finger, is on the outside.
No, my thumb's on the inside.
No.
¿Qué dices? I don't do this.
I do it. Yes. Bueno, da igual.
We're just giving each other the finger.
Yeah.
Listeners, yourself the finger. Are you putting your thumb on the inside and sticking the finger up, or you've got your thumb on the outside? Nacho has it on the outside. That's so weird. Because he is not.
We recommend you all it now. Like.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Is it because your thumb's not flexible enough to go on the inside?
Maybe it's my agility again.
Yeah, exactly.
Es muy raro,
oh my goodness. You are muy raro.
Lo tengo clarísimo, va fuera.
No, va adentro.
No, el dedo gordo va fuera cuando haces la peineta. We say la peineta.
We say to give someone the finger. Constantly giving the receptionist the finger. I'm sorry, I'm not. It's just for a reason. There's a reason, okay? Yeah. Okay, so next one, be careful. In Europe, Southern Europe, this is here, or Brazil, okay? This is the action of punching your fist into your elbow joint, like this, whilst raising the fist up. What's that? The forearm jerk.
También creo que se diría hacer la peineta. Es un poco, bueno, la gente sabe, cuando pones tu mano en el codo opuesto.
In England, that's not a thing. You can do that in England. No one will mind. I don't know. It's not offensive to me.
Es como mandar a alguien a tomar vientos.
No, in England, that's fine. You can do that. What you cannot do is stick your two fingers up. The reverse peace sign. Okay? The reverse peace sign, no. In England, you're being really rude.
¿Sí?
Remember that.
Sí, hacer así es rude.
So rude!
Estás ofendido y todo. Yeah, no te lo he hecho.
Perdón. He's literally on the camera just sticking his fingers up at me. It's nearly as rude as the first finger.
Pero, ¿y esto?
I thought more of you.
¿Los cuernos?
No, that's okay. It's nothing.
¿Sí?
It's nothing.
Pues aquí, cuidado.
It's rock, ¿no? Like
bueno,
it trolls.
Es un poco childish, maybe.
It's not rock.
Rock is with the,
thumb up. So it's only
if
the thumb
you
that
hide
makes the difference.
The thumb, it's not that, bueno, it's rock.
Is that like cuernos?
Well, it depends on the situation, I think.
But is it about like poner cuernos?
No. Con los cuernos, no. Pero si lo haces a alguien así, like, back.
Maybe, really?
Maybe the rock is with the...
Ah, the rock's facing that way.
Yeah, facing, like...
See, this
no
is
sé,
always safe.
Como hacia adelante.
Like the peace sign hacia adelante is fine. But don't turn it round.
Yeah.
And the rock sign hacia adelante, forward, fine. Facing forward, fine. But don't turn it round.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're learning. In Greece, Mexico, the Middle East and Africa, the mutsa is bad. Now, what's this? The action of raising your open hand, palm out with spread fingers. So just like leaving
like,
your hand.
Like, como sujetando algo.
Mutsa.
No, como sujetando una caja en el aire.
No. It's just holding your hand up. What's that? Why is that bad? What if I wanted to order 5 eggs and I just did the mutsa by accident?
Maybe. But I don't know if it's like poniéndolo de frente o sujetando, like holding.
No, because the image, when you do the mutsa, people have got their hands up.
Ooh. So it's like showing.
It's five. Like just putting your hand in someone's face.
When you order 5, I want 5.
Yeah,
five
when you
beers.
Say 5, really bad in those countries. Oh my goodness.
Order 6 or 4.
Exactly. Never order 5. Just to be. Just to be safe. It says it's possibly one of the oldest hand gestures still in use. Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's not
where,
much
where,
to it.
Where is that?
This is in Greece, Mexico, the Middle East, and Africa.
I can't
this is a
it.
Lot of places. And it dates back to ancient Byzantium. Wow. When criminals were chained to donkeys and paraded through the streets. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're chained to your donkey. And locals would rub their own feces onto the prisoner, like, bleh. Oh. Their own feces. That's disgusting. Okay, so it makes sense. Now I know I'm not doing that. Brilliant. And what about flicking your thumb from the back of your upper front teeth? Like that. Seriously nasty in India and Pakistan. Okay, I don't do that very often. So I think I'll be safe with that.
Sí, no
I'm not going to do that
nunca,
by
creo.
I'm worried about the 5, ordering 5 pizzas thing, or ordering 5.
Sí, cuidado con eso, eh?
Oh, I like this one. In Arab and Caribbean countries, the action of pointing your right indexed fingers and the grouped tips of your left hand. Wait, which one's your index finger?
El índice, el de al lado del thumb.
So this
next
one,
to the
right?
Thumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
My forefinger, I say. Right. And your, so right, this one, and the grouped fingertips of your left hand. How do you show the group fingertips like this?
Como una pezuña, de cuando haces la imagen de una pezuña
maybe
de cerdo,
like this.
¿No?
Well, what it means is it's a way of saying you have 5 fathers. And that's a big insult. Or in harsher terms, it says your mother is promiscuous.